May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is from Matthew 16, verse 1. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees came up, and testing him, they asked him to show them a sign from heaven. But he answered and said to them, When is it evening? And you say, When it's evening, it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. In the morning there will be a storm today, for the sky is red and threatening. Do you know how to discern the appearance of the sky, but cannot discern the signs of the times? An evil and adulterous generation seeks after a sign, and a sign will not be given it except the sign of Jonah, which is the sign of resurrection. And he left them and went away. And his disciples came to the other side and forgotten to take bread. And Jesus said to them, Watch out and be aware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they began to discuss among themselves, saying, Is it because we took no bread? But Jesus was aware of this and said, You men of little faith, why do you discuss among yourselves because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or remember the 5 loaves of the 5,000 and how many large baskets you took up? Or the 7 loaves of the 4,000 and how many baskets you took up? How is it that you do not understand that I not speak to you concerning bread, but beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? And then they understood that he had not said to them to be aware of the leaven of the scribes and the Pharisees because of bread, because of the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. This is a really interesting scripture, and it's got just a really simple word, for me, so I think a simple word for us. Because it's interesting, what Jesus said to the scribes and the Pharisees, and this is also recorded in Mark chapter 8, and actually the conversation with his disciples was in the boat after this encounter with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And in the boat, they didn't bring but 1 loaf of bread, and they're upset because they don't think they have enough food. And Jesus confronts them about their unbelief and warns them about the leaven of the Sadducees and the Pharisees. Remember that leaven is just a little bitty thing, but you add it to something, and it just slowly grows until it consumes the whole thing. And when these Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus, they came to him, and they said, Lord, show us a sign from heaven. Basically, show us a sign from heaven and we'll believe who you are. And then Jesus just rebukes them. He says, you know, you can discern when the sky looks a certain way in the evening what it's going to be like, and when the sky's a certain way in the morning there's going to be a storm, but you can't seem to discern the times in front of you, the very things that are happening in front of you. So Jesus rebukes the generation that would seek a sign. And he says, no signs will be given in this generation except the sign of Jonah, who was swallowed up in the belly of the whale, then was spit out. He's talking about his resurrection. But the reality is that there had been many signs given to that generation. All kinds of signs and wonders that Jesus has already performed. And after this, he does other signs. In just this context, in chapter 17, there's the transfiguration, and then he comes down off the mountain. And a severely demon-possessed boy that got thrown into the fire, into the water, Jesus healed him and speaks to his disciples again because they couldn't do anything with the boy. And they come to Jesus and ask him why. And in one gospel he says, well, it's because of prayer, lifestyle of prayer. But then he says, because of the littleness of your faith. He actually, when he comes down off the mountain and the father comes to Jesus and says, Your disciples couldn't do anything to help my boy. And Jesus says, Oh, you perverse and unbelieving generation. So he's still talking about something, but he's still about faith and unbelief, but he's also still doing signs. And so why did Jesus say there'll be no sign given this generation? Well, he never stopped giving signs. And then when he looks at his disciples, and they only have 1 loaf of bread, and they're worried they're not going to have enough to eat among the 13 of them. If there was any other people visiting, it wasn't a very big boat traveling with them. And Jesus said, guys, don't you remember the 5,000, which was probably really about 15,000 or 20,000, and how 5 loaves and 2 fish, and how many loaves were left over? And he asked them that question, and then the Mark passage, they say, 12. And he says, well, what about the 4,000 we fed? How many loaves were left over? And they answered the question. And he says, do you not yet understand? And he says in this passage in chapter 16, he says in verse 8, you men of little faith, why are you discussing this thing about bread? I warned you about the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Now, what's the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? Unbelief. But not just unbelief. It says they came and put him to the test. In the Mark passage, when he talks to his disciples, when they're worried that one loaf won't be enough after what Jesus had already done in their lives in relationship to bread and food, here they find themselves in a similar situation that involved bread, and they're not sure they're going to have enough to eat. And Jesus said, have you hardened your hearts? In Hebrews chapter 4, in talking about the Jews and their wilderness experience, he said, they hardened their hearts and they put me to the test about whether or not I could provide water for them. The Pharisees and the Sadducees, again, says in verse 1, came and put him to the test, wanted a sign. Here's what I want you to see, because it's so practical for us. Jesus was doing signs and wonders all the time. And the Pharisees could discern the weather by the sky, but they couldn't see what was in front of them. And so they put Christ to the test and says, show us something really big. So Jesus goes to his disciples and he says, beware of the unbelief of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they're arguing about whether or not they're going to have enough bread. And Jesus says, haven't you seen signs? Don't you discern the times in front of you? That I'm among you and I'm stewarding a miracle-working God? That the kingdom of heaven's here? You've had all kinds of signs, and I've proven myself able and faithful with bread before in ways that would blow your mind, and you're wondering whether there's bread or not. You're having the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees who've seen all kinds of stuff. And they're asking for something else. I'm going to keep doing stuff, and they're still not going to get it. Do you understand the point? How many times do we put him on trial? That's the word test. Because something's happening in our daily life or in our circumstance, and it doesn't seem to be working out the way we thought it should or the way we would like for it to. We begin to question him and beg him to do something or get into discouragement and despair. That's the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. And the Lord would say to you, have I not shown you so much already? Have there not been so many times in your life when I've proven myself to you in situations similar to this or in like kind? Have I not already proven how big I am? Can you not discern the times in front of you? Here's the times that I'm a faithful God who's always doing things that transcend your ability. And I've proven myself to you over and over and over again. Why are you asking me for a sign? Why can't you just trust me to be the same miracle worker that I've always been? Do you really have to have all the details figured out before you'll believe me? Do you really have to have all the answers before you'll trust me? Does it all have to turn out just the way you want it to before you can walk in faith? Or can you trust the one who's been giving you signs over and over and over again since the day you've given yourself to me? Isn't that a practical word for all of us? Don't we all live there? These were the apostles. You understand me? These were like the apostles. Do you think you and I really are more spiritual than them? No, we're just like them. And Jesus is always challenging us about faith. And so I get so tickled in this generation of believers. Oh, man, yeah, I could believe God for this incredible thing and that incredible thing. Oh, man, I want to move in this, that, and the other. You can't trust him today? You can't trust him because it didn't work out the way you wanted it to? You can't trust him because you can't manipulate and make the situation look like how you want it to look? Let me just say this to you. If we can't walk in faith in the day-to-day things that he's already proven himself for, he's not going to throw a whole bunch of big stuff our way because we're looking for a sign. And if he should, and I've seen it happen before with men and women who've begged for extraordinary anointing, but they couldn't believe God for just the daily bread. In the end, they crashed and burned. They always crash and burn. They couldn't trust God in their marriage, or they couldn't trust God in this, or couldn't trust God for this provision. We're called to live by faith, not just leap every once in a while and jump on faith every now and then. It's in the one who's proven himself, discern what's been going on. He's the same one who fed the 5,000 3 weeks ago and the 4,000 2 weeks ago. And you're worried because you got a loaf of bread among 13? Amen? In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.